The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-1 overall and host Rutgers at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, excited. It's about opening Big Ten play on the Big Ten Network, 8 o'clock here at our stadium. We're doing a stripe out, which is the first time it's ever happened here. Whiteout's been a huge deal at Penn State for a long time, so I think this could turn out to be a really fun environment. Got a lot of respect for Coach Flood and Rutgers. Kind of a special deal for us. We got 18 players from the state of New Jersey, nine, in the last two classes. Kenarian Grant is a guy that obviously we need to be aware of. One of the more explosive kick return, punt return guys in the country. Had three touchdowns already this year, so that's something that we're obviously really aware of. And looking forward to being back at home this week in Happy Valley and Beaver Stadium.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Dan Duggan with NJ.com.
Hey, James, I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what the absence of Leonte Carew does to their offense.
Well, obviously, whenever you lose an impact player, whenever you lose, one of your playmakers and one of your veteran leaders and things like that, it has an impact. There's no doubt about it. The thing for them is, you look at Coach Flood's background and his reputation. They have recruited and coached well, the offensive line. They got a big physical offensive line. They play that way. They're able to run the ball and mix the pass and play actions and nakeds and things like that. So, yeah, I think whenever you lose a guy like that, it has an impact. But, they got four really good running backs. They're able to run the ball behind a powerful offensive line, and that's kind of been their identity. I mean, you look at Rutgers, really, over the last two regimes, it's similar offensive, defense, and special teams philosophies.
Thanks.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com. Adam, your line is open.
Hey, James, can you hear me?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, how can you how do you address assess Christian's performance through the first two games?
Yeah, obviously the biggest factor for us is game two he didn't get sacked once and only got hit twice, so that was the biggest factor. And for us right now, as we continue to allow this line time to mature and grow, we're going to have to play, that style of game, run the ball, move the pocket, take its keeps, be able to run the ball in the red zone, be able to run the ball in third down and mix the pass it. Week one, we didn't play the way we want to play as a team. Week two, we played in tough conditions in terms of rain. It rained the entire game at a pretty heavy level, so between what we wanted to do to help our offensive line and the weather conditions, we didn't throw the ball much in the game anyway. So I think overall he's doing a great job from a leadership standpoint. Made some big throws for us on Saturday, and I think as the line continues to improve, I think you'll see Christian's impact grow as the line. It's really about that. Feel good about what we're doing with our wide receivers and our tight ends. Our running backs, as the line continues to grow, you'll see Christian having a bigger impact and role in what we're doing. To be honest with you, right now he's having a huge impact, but maybe not what people would see on the stat lines.
Yeah, there's obviously so much attention on him. What is your message to him? Basically, just to be patient, or what is the message to him at this point?
There really is no message. I mean, he understands it. He knows exactly where we're at. We've had a lot of conversations about it in the off season. Right now, as the season's getting started, he sees the same things that we see and the issues and the challenges that we have and some of the things that we're working through. So I mean, he gets it. He's on board with what we're doing.
Thanks, James.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Adam Kilgore with the Washington Post.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Kind of a broad question for you. With the way pace and scoring is going across the sport, do you think we'll see anytime soon a team reach 100 points in a game?
Oh, there was a high school team here in Pennsylvania.
Right.
I think it was like 107 to like 90 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. There's still, you know, people who take great pride in playing defense and playing great team football and managing the clock and managing situations to help with that. You know, it would have to be a unique set of situations that occur in terms of the score, in terms of style of play, you know, in terms of those types of things for something like that to happen. But I wouldn't think so.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Frank Zodani with York Daily Record.
Hi, James.
Hi, Ben Frank Klein.
Hey, Ben Klein's gotten a lot of accolades, deservedly so, off the field. I mean, a lot of people are asking questions. They really like Ben, hoping that his career ends the right way. Does he have a shot of getting back out on the field for you at this point?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. What type of, I mean, how would that, I mean, you guys have been really hurt at linebacker this year, so, you know, how, can you talk about how that could help you?
We would love to have him back from a stability standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. You know, obviously he was a highly recruited guy, got a lot of ability, but there's just been a series of, you know, setbacks that he's had over really his entire career here that's made that difficult. So there's nobody that'd be more excited to get him back than our coaches and his teammates. But, you know, he has had such a profound impact on our team. He got up and spoke Friday night at the hotel, and his story was remarkable in a lot of ways. And I know everybody on our team respects him, and he's kind of like the father of the program from a player's perspective. They kind of all go to him, and he does a great job. So I love him. Him and Adam Brenneman, in a lot of ways, are guys that you know everybody respects and loves, and have a lot of positive influence, you know, on our team.
Thanks,
Coach. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.